How are you going?
I'm okay. What's happened? Are you all right?
Yeah, we're safe, very luckily. It's been a surreal morning, mate. Surreal morning.
Can you tell me what happened? I know it's a tough one, but can you tell me what happened?
Yeah. So we my friend and I were staying at the Shangri-La in Colombo. Obviously Easter Sunday here, it's a Western hotel, really nice place.
Yeah.
And we were down, went down to breakfast at about 8:30 in the morning. Went to sort of find a table. It was pretty busy. It was actually one of the busier days that had been since we were there. We'd been there since sort of Friday, it was one of the busier days. And so there wasn't any spots sort of in the in the prime positions near the windows. As we were sort of standing there, these sort of two guys sort of pushed past us wearing backpacks. They looked a little bit out of place. Sort of didn't think anything of it. It was odd. We sort of, they were a bit rude and sort of, as I say, pushed past us. And they seemed a bit uncomfortable and it was a bit strange anyway. So we got sat down at a table probably, 10 to 15 metres away from that spot. And then, we sat down. My friend got up to go and get some food. And 2 seconds later, massive bomb blast. Went off. She sort of got, knocked back a little bit by the blast, sort of pushed back, and then it was just absolute carnage. The walls were sort of, the roof was coming down, water was coming out of everything. She sort of crawled over to me. We were, behind a table.
Sam,
in the
Sam,
sort
what
of
did
corner
you what
area.
Did you think
yeah.
when that happened at that moment?
Oh, it was, I don't know, Justin. It was just, mind went blank. First instinct is, how do we get out of here? What's going on? There was a blown out window next to us. We were thinking about jumping out from sort of the fourth floor. And then, 10 seconds, maybe 5-10 seconds after the first one off, another one went off. And then, again, luckily we were behind sort of a bit of a wooden, sort of big, heavy wooden thing. It must have got sort of blown over, a bench or something. And we didn't really get impacted by the second one. And then we just were thinking, well, someone got a gun, there's someone, what do? We stay? So we sort of stayed in that position for maybe a minute or so. People were screaming, people, dead bodies all around, just absolute, crazy
stuff.
You could see
that.
Yeah. The kids crying, kids on the ground, I don't know if they were dead or not, just crazy.
Did you get hit by anything?
I mean, I'm fine in terms of, I've come out of it with no injuries, I think. I mean, my head's a bit sore and my ears are ringing, but I'm fine, which is just a miracle. And thankfully, my friend is also okay, which is good. I'm just, feel terrible for the people that, it's just this stuff doesn't happen. It's just absolutely surreal.
Take your time, mate. This is big stuff for you to take in. What are you hearing? What are the locals saying, or have you heard anything about why the attack happened?
Yeah, so we got out very luckily. There was sort of people yelling, and we sort of remembered where an exit was, and there was a chef there who was saying, get out. So we ran down the fire escape and ran out through the garage. There's a big crowd outside. So our first thought was get away from the crowds, because we heard someone had said there were other things happening. We immediately got away from the big crowds, and went to, it's right on the beach there, the Shangri-La. So we sort of went to the beach, and then very luckily, my travel partner, has some, family here. So we've been able to sort of get away and remove ourselves from that. So we've been very fortunate in that regard. So, I would have heard as much as probably you, Justin, in terms of, just reading on the internet,
that
sort of stuff. I mean, I saw the two people. I know exactly who did it.
Are you going to be talking to local authorities about what you
imagine
know?
So. If they need to contact me, I prefer to just get back home, to be honest.
And have you contacted the embassy?
Yeah, they're all aware. They're all aware. So,
and they've been helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. They haven't got in touch with us. They're just more my family members. But they've sort of said, don't sort of go near any sort of, big landmarks. Don't actually go to the embassy. We'll get in touch and we'll tell you, you know, we'll direct you from there.
And your brain is going a mile a minute, I would think.
Yeah, you're just absolutely,
trying to,
mate.
Just trying to process this.
Oh, it's just, you know, you hear this stuff on the news, you hear it happening to other people, you never expect it's gonna happen to you. So, and I mean, you know, if we'd gone down to breakfast 10 minutes later, you know, we wouldn't have been caught up in it. You know, if we'd gone down half an hour earlier, maybe we'd have been sitting in the wrong spot and wouldn't be talking to you. So, you know, it's just a, you know, crazy world we live in, isn't it?
And it certainly is a dangerous world, a very dangerous world. Again, the two men that you saw at the start, I mean, what did they, when you think about them now, what do you picture them as?
Oh, they looked out of place. They definitely looked out of place. I mean, no one yelled anything. No one said anything. The bomb just went off. I mean, maybe they did. I didn't hear anything. I can't recall anyone saying anything. Bomb just went off. They looked like they were uncomfortable. They looked like they were probably, you know, a bit shorter than me, about 5'10". They didn't look Sri Lankan to me, but I mean, I don't know. They just looked out of place. They seemed uncomfortable, and you know, maybe you should have seen the signs, and maybe we should have left. But you know, you don't expect that. You think the best of people, don't you? And
you do.
You know, you never expect someone to be able to do that. It's just crazy.
So you've got some tinnitus in the ears, and
I'm fine. Like, yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine.
You didn't get hit. You didn't get hit by any of the debris. Did you feel anything hit you at all?
Well, it just sort of, you get blown out of your chair. I think that's what happened. I mean, I just, all I remember is a massive bang, and you know, just straight on the floor. I can't really recall the exact moment. I was just sort of on the floor, and that's just, I mean, you know, you've probably seen, I was looking back at the hotel from the beach, and the whole front facade is just blown out, and that's where we were sitting. We were literally right there. So.
I can only imagine what that sight would have been when you got up and looked around.
Just blood, bodies, just you know, stuff, guts everywhere. It was horrific, horrific.
Well, mate, Sam, you sound like you've got your head together as much as anyone could, and you know, you're going to get some help, aren't you, if you need to talk to someone soon?
Yeah,
you know,
I think the, as you say, Justin, I think the you know, most important thing is that both my friend are safe. I just feel terrible for the people that, you know, the injured and the, you know, I mean, just horrific stuff. I don't understand how anyone can do this to anyone. You know, it just is terrible. It really is terrible. Well,